Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Paige from A-Hope. It's Frisky Friday. And for those of our listeners that don't know, what does A-Hope stand for?
Well, A-HOPE is an acronym, so it's two words, all caps. It stands for Animal Health Outreach Prevention and Education.
Mm-hmm. And you do traditional shelter-type activities as well.
Yeah, we are actually an animal welfare and advocacy organization. So what we do is our main goal is to help with pet overpopulation, to help keep pets out of the shelter and in their homes, and also help with proper care and getting community cats spayed and neutered, again, to help stop that overpopulation, which all leads to lessen the euthanasia rate at not only the Santa Rosa County shelter, but all of the surrounding shelters.
Absolutely.
So that's the difference with us.
Yeah. And I know that you brought a flyer along, so there's a no kittens for cattens.
No kittens for cattens. So, yes, I wanted to share that today. We have been sharing this on our Facebook page and social media, but I wanted to explain to everyone a little bit about it. So, first of all, we're thrilled that we were awarded a grant, again, from Florida Animal Friends. And if you're not familiar with that, that is the group that supports the automobile tags. When you see the tags that have the cute dog and cat on the back, that's Florida Animal Friend. And let me just assure you that every one of those tags that you pay extra for to have, whether it's the whales or the Blue Angels or the Animal Friend, all of that money does go towards that nonprofit. Mm. So Florida Animal Friend awards grants every year. We have been fortunate enough to win it three times. This year, it's always like for a spay-neuter program. This year, it was for community cats. We had to do community cats. And it is just for Santa Rosa County residents, this particular special, but we do run specials for everyone a couple of times, you know, usually during the year. This is per their grant that it had to be in Santa Rosa County. So what it is our president, Brandy Winkleman, came up with this fabulous name. It's called No Kittens for Cattens. So what is a catten? Well, a catten is what you'd call a cat plus a kitten. In other words, it's older kittens between the age of 4 months and 1 year. And why that's so important is because most people, let's do a little kitten instruction 101. Kittens can actually get pregnant at 4 months of age.
Wow.
Which means they'll have their first litter at around 6 months, which is hard on the mom cat and also puts the kittens at greater risk.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't realize that. So that's why it's so important to get those kittens fixed. Really, they can start getting spayed or neutered at 3 months and go up, but that's why you have to get them done. And if your vet says, no, wait until 6 months, then find somewhere else.
Yeah.
Sorry, but that's just the cold
hard facts.
Yeah,
because a 4 or 5 month old kitten's not going to know how to take care of another baby.
Well, exactly,
when itself
and they'll
is
be
a
pregnant.
Kitten.
They'll be pregnant at 6 months. So the new standard guidelines from the Humane Society of the United States and other groups is to start fixing those kittens at 12 weeks, you know, 3 months, 3 pounds, but certainly at 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're calling it that. Of course, any outdoor community cat is accepted in this program. And what it includes for $25 is the spay neuter, your rabies vaccine, which is good for a year, the ear tip, which is mandatory, that shows any animal control officer or anyone that thinks this cat is lost. If it has an ear tip, that means it has been spayed, neutered, and has a rabies vaccine and has a caregiver that's taking care of it, feeding it, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And this $25 also includes a microchip. So you say, well, why are you microchipping an outdoor cat? Well, again, if it's picked up for some reason or somebody questions if it's lost, they can get it scanned. And if it has a microchip, then they'll know which colony, where it's located to take it back to.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of keeps them right there with their caregivers, because these caregivers care about these cats, their community cats, you know, just like we care for our personal pet cats, and they know them all. They know all their temperaments. And so when one goes missing, they want to know what happened to it. So that's why the microchip. But so, yeah, so this is open to outdoor cats, in Santa Rosa County. Now, for folks in Escambia County or Okaloosa County, et cetera, you're not left out. Our regular community cat package is $50, and that includes the spay neuter, the ear tip, and a rabies vaccine, again, good for 1 year. Mm-hmm. With either of these packages, you can add on other vaccinations. We highly recommend the FVRCP, which protects cats against a multitude of illnesses, diseases, and you can add that on for $17. So you're getting a full package. The regular cost would be $67, and then this would be the $25 plus $17. So very reasonable. This grant, the amount of the grant will actually cover 400 cattens or cats. So once that 400, we reach that limit, then the grant is over. So we encourage people to sign up, if particularly for this package in Santa Rosa County. Every other Tuesday is our sign-up registration, and all of that can be found on our website, which is AHOPE, the number 4, SRC.com/vet access. You'll get all of the information, all of the pricing, and see how to sign up and register. It opens at noon. Slots go. We have 50 to 60 every other week. In fact, this past Tuesday was sign up, and in 30 minutes, all the slots were full.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, I'm glad you brought up the chipping, because and we've talked about this before. A lot of family pets will cruise the neighborhood. Yes. I see more cats than I do dogs.
Yes.
But it's good to know that for people who get anxious about, oh, that cat might be lost, and they take it immediately to a shelter or what have you.
Right.
It might be too soon for that. But at least the chip is going to get them back home.
Exactly. And any vet, if you find a lost animal, dog or cat, you can take it to any vet, and they will scan them at no charge. Mm-hmm. So we always say, first thing, and you'll see this on all the lost and found pages, please take it in and check for a chip. That's the easiest way. And the animal control officers, of course, carry scanners too. So if they see one, they scan, and if it's there, they take it straight home. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to highlight with that event?
Well, no, I think that's about it. Like I said, just get in and get signed up before the 400 spots fill up. $25. Get those cattens fixed.
All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online. News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Wild Smiles Pediatric Dentistry wants to thank you for voting Dr. Rachel Witcher, Pensacola's best pediatric dentist. At Wild Smiles, Dr. Rachel and her team provides a fun and stress-free visit that'll have your children excited to come back. Visit wildsmilesdental.com to book your first visit today.
Congratulations to all the best of the Bay winners.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1520 if you want to be part of the conversation today. It is Frisky Friday. Paige from A-Hope is in studio with me, and we're talking a little bit about some of the events that are coming up. One of those events being Barktoberfest.
Yes, yes. Barktoberfest has been put on through the Pensacola Humane Society for years and years, and it's a fabulous event, very family-friendly. If you've never been, you need to go because you'll see dogs dressed up in all kind of costumes, and their people will be dressed up to match them. There's costume contest, tons of vendors. A-Hope participates every year. We always look forward to that, and we will be there. It's on Sunday, October 27th, down at Seville Square, which is a really nice, beautiful setting for this, and keeps it much more intimate and family-friendly because you're in a smaller space. So, yeah, we encourage everyone to come by. We will have plenty of information on getting involved with A-Hope, whether it's volunteering or we'll have raffle baskets. And also we'll have the big photos of our clinic, our affordable spay-neuter clinic that is in the process of being built right now. Mm. We can tell you all about it. And it's just a really great event. So we encourage everyone to come out and participate. Bring your dogs on a leash and come see us. There are actually some cats around too, but you know, we don't discriminate against dogs. Cats are just more of an issue with overpopulation. So that's why you'll hear us talking about that a little bit more. But yeah, come see us at Barktoberfest and come have a really enjoyable day.
Yeah, and you mentioned the contest, so there is the best costume, yes. Best trick, owner look-alike, which I think gets yes. to, though, you said the owner looks yes. like the yes. animal in terms yes. of the costume, small dog races, canine demonstration, the different adoption areas, petting zoo, face painting, so it's all going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, it's like I said, it's just a great event, so stop by our booth. We will have, like I said, the raffle baskets and, you know, maybe some other items, cute items, animal-related for you. So come by and check it out. And like I said, learn about the clinic. That's the big thing we have going on. It is in the process of being built. In fact, the interior walls should be going in. They should have started going in either Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. So keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram and on our website. And again, that's A-Hope, the number 4, SRC.com. We're still accepting donations for that. You know, we have a loan for the building, but we need more to stretch that loan. Or if you're have a trade, if you're in a painter or landscaper or, you know, anything like that, please reach out to us if you'd like to donate some services. We're going to need fencing. So or, you know, offer services to us at a reduced price just to help stretch that loan and help us get that open. We're hoping for a soft opening after the first of the year, just in time for kitten season. Yeah, kitten season, puppy season. So, yes, and we will be able to actually spay-neuter a lot more dogs at the facility. Right now we're limited during our transports. We do the transports every other week, and we drive to Panama City 2.5 hours away to another nonprofit affordable spay-neuter clinic called Operation Spay Bay. So we can only take like 5 dogs right now, but that will open up, you know, exponentially once we get in the clinic. And this is going to be a game changer, you guys. I mean, very proud. It's going to be a community opportunity. We'll also be able to eventually do events at the site. And we have 25 acres, 4 of which are cleared. Beautiful piece of property on Pine Blossom Road in Milton. And it's just a quick 30, 40-minute drive for everyone out there. You know, you'll be able to drop off your pets or community cats, get them fixed that get them fixed that day, pick them up that night. So it's really going to be a huge opportunity for our community of pet lovers.
What is the best way for people to make a donation?
They can go to the website, which I keep saying, ahope4src.com /donate. And you can be a monthly donor, which is great because that helps our sustainability, or a one-time donor. We're coming up close to the end of the year, as hard as it is to believe. So if you're looking for that financial opportunity to donate for your income tax deductible, please keep AHOPE in mind. We would love to have you become part of the team of donors and follow us and keep up with everything that's going on that we're doing to help the people and pets of our community.
Can they earmark the donation for the clinic if they choose to?
Yes, they can. There's a comment section, and you can just put, for clinic donation. And so that would be great.
All right, Perfect. Let's talk about fosters a little bit.
Okay.
What does it take for people to foster a pet?
Well, we're very low on fosters right now. That's why we don't actually have any kittens in care. We take in kittens when the Santa Rosa Shelter calls us and says, look, we've got excess kittens. We don't have enough fosters. We take in the medically needy. Maybe they've got upper respiratory or ringworm or something like that. And so our fosters are trained especially for that. And, everybody's got lives, busy lives, and so we're low on fosters. And, again, they can go to our website, and there's a section on volunteering. There's a section on fostering. We give you everything that you need, food, scale to weigh the kittens every day, any type of medical needs, antibiotics, or any type of vaccinations. You know, we make sure that all of that is covered through AHOPE. So all you provide is the love and the food and the cuddles and the socialization skills, and we take care of everything else and walk you through the process. We have very good protocols and procedures to help keep these kittens well and thriving. And so if you're interested in fostering, yes, please reach out. We would love to have you.
Is there an age limit to be a foster?
It's really 18. I mean, you know, like a adult, mm-hmm. so to speak. Adult fosters, 18 and above.
Yeah.
So that they can, you know, again, get on and chart the weights, because you have to weigh kittens. You have to weigh every day to make sure they're gaining and not losing, and, you know, put in your notes and things like that. So yeah, 18 and above, and you would do fill out the volunteer application and then come in for a foster interview and go from there.
All right, sounds good. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's a brother and sister country music duo and Pensacola's very own Pearl and Rafe. Pearl brings the glitter, Rafe brings the grit, and together they bring the party wherever they go. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Pearl and Rafe. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. Paige from A-Hope in studio with me on this Frisky Friday, and we're talking about our furry friends. And So if people want to help out and volunteer, how do they do that?
Yes, we would love to have more volunteers. We have lots of things that can be done from home. We're looking for some data entry specialists right now, as well as volunteers to help with our transports that we'll have until the clinic is built, and all different types of things, donor relations, fundraising, sponsorships. All you can do is go again, say it again, the website, AHOPE, the number 4, SRC.com/volunteer, and just fill out the application, and our volunteer coordinator will get in touch with you.
Mm-hmm. It looks like school age students are able to volunteer.
Yes.
And help them log the hours.
Yes, yes. We have a great software system called Better Impact for students that need community service hours, or if someone needs community service hours for their job, et cetera, all they have to do is enter their hours in Better Impact, and then that gives them the proof they need to show towards scholarships or, like I said, employer whatever programs, that type thing. So yeah, we have all of that. But yes, we have different things based on a person's age, you know, like 16 and above, or, you know, 14 to 16, or, you know, just different things. And then, of course, adults. So.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like you also allow people to volunteer from home.
Yes. Yes. Like I said, that's a huge thing. You know, we can always use help on the accounting side. Let me throw this out there. We desperately need a CPA that is skilled with nonprofit type of tax laws and rules. So if anyone, and this would be a paid position. So if anyone is interested, please go to our website, reach out to us, because we definitely need that. But yeah, we have plenty of things from home, social media, data entry, et cetera, all kind of things.
All right. And what's the time commitment for a volunteer?
Oh, well, it's, we really like for you to at least commit. Well, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of commitment, but, you know, at least 8 hours over a 6 month period. So, you know, something it's really something you do on your own time. We have things available most days, and then we do like cleaning and organizing and things on the weekend or events. So anytime that you have available, we'll have something that you can help with.
All right. Perfect. Once again, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
It's AHOPE, the number 4, SRC.com. That's our website. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. So you can reach out to us at any of those places, and we appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.